Hi, I'm Samantha, a past guest on CJAM's HandyLink. You're listening to HandyLink on CJAM 99.1 FM, reaching high ground in Windsor, Detroit.
Welcome to HandyLink, sponsored by the Italian Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that provides recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. For more information, check out ICHA on Facebook. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Now, today is a very special episode. The interviews you'll hear come from an Easter Seals event known as the Spectacle. Help me to answer the question, how do TV personalities view portrayal of disability within the media? So, get set. We're going to hear from voice actors from Sailor Moon, a couple of cast members of Corner Gas, and a few other surprises. First off, we're going to hear from Gabrielle Miller from TV's Corner Gas.
This is Cam Wells here with...
Hi, Cam. This is Gabrielle Miller. I play Lacey on a Canadian show called Corner Gas that now airs in the United States on IMDb TV.
Oh, nice. It's about time it got out there. My brother is kind of a fan, so...
Cool.
It's a pleasure to see you out here at the Easter Seals event today. So, what was it that brought you out to support these kids with disabilities?
Well, I think that it's a really important cause. I think that we need more accessibility and inclusivity in our culture overall. My big sister's name is Shanti Miller, and she has CP, developmental disabilities, and mental health issues. And so it is a cause very close to my heart because she's my very best friend, and I sit on a board called Vela Microboard that helps individuals set up individualized funding and small nonprofits for one individual so that my sister has more autonomy in her life. And her microboard is called the Shanti Miller Friendship Society.
So, do you find that in the media there's real representation? Like, do you find that disabilities are well portrayed?
On a positive note, I feel like it's changing in the right way. I see more characters that are just playing themselves in shows, and the storyline isn't all about their disability. They're just being that character, and they have disability. Like, it seems like we're moving in the right direction, but no, I don't think that there's enough.
So, in your time doing this work, and of course being in the public eye, has there been any success moment related to the push for accessibility that stands out for you?
Well, overall, I'm really proud of the work that Bella does, and I'm very proud of my sister Shanti because she's extremely vocal about the importance of her having, you know, accessibility. And I do see things changing, but I don't feel like we've hit the point where all of us would probably like to hit yet.
So,
honestly,
you could see anything added to the community going forward, what would it be?
I like people that have disabilities to be able to go anywhere and do anything and spend time with whoever they want with ease.
So,
like access to transportation, access to washrooms and accessibility, and also just to the community where it's not so difficult to plan. Like, an outing with my sister sometimes can be very difficult because I have to make sure that we're going to be somewhere where she has access to the things that she needs. And that's getting better, but it's not Perfect. Yeah.
So, do you see yourself being involved in future events like this, just to bring that notoriety to those kids who need it?
Absolutely. I sure hope so. It's an honor and a privilege, and I'm really, really happy to be here, and I'm happy to talk to you. You're a good interviewer. Thanks for asking to chat with me.
It's my pleasure. And, do you find that when a disability is shown on TV, that there's really a sense of this is how it really is, these are the real challenges?
No, absolutely not. Sorry. But this is coming from someone who I personally do not live with this, so that's a question that I should ask somebody that has more experience, like someone that is living with disability. If they watch, what do they see? From my experience of being so close to so many people and my sister, my interpretation is no, but I'm also not, I can't speak to that exactly because I myself am not living with a disability.
The onlooker's perspective is always a welcome one.
Yeah, I don't. So no, I don't. I don't think it's. Sorry, does that sound negative? I realistically, I don't feel like we have enough of it, and I don't feel like it is portrayed in a deep grounded way. That's all.
So, what steps do you propose we could take as a society to move in that direction?
I think generally there's a lot of outcry right now for more equity in general. Do you know what I mean? So I think that every step that we take towards that, whether it be when it comes to people that are living with disabilities or people, freedom of religion, different backgrounds, like the more that we work together to be equitable in our treatment and pay and representation of everyone, the better world we're going to live in, because that's what our world is, really. We're made up of all of us, right?
That's the thing about any group. The more visible they are, the harder it is to say this isn't really a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so let's show them.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to do this.
Thank you for chatting with me. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Next up, Katie Griffin, or as any of you Sailor Moon fans out there would know her, Sailor Mars, will be telling us a little bit about her perceptions of disabilities on TV.
This is Cam Wells here with...
Hi, I'm Katie Griffin, and I played Sailor Mars in the original English dub of Sailor Moon.
So, what brought you out here to support kids with disabilities today?
First of all, what an incredible cause. It's a great cause. It's a perfect cause, and to let kids be kids, and I think there are many different charities, but I have kids, so of course I'm a little biased, but I also think it's important that every kid has an advantage.
So, do you find that in the world of pop culture, having been in the public eye for so many years, that there's equal and fair representation of people with disabilities?
Right now? Do I think that, or do you, just, sorry, say that again, just ask me.
So, in your career, have you seen enough representation of people with disabilities, and if so, has it been fair and sort of balanced?
Okay, so, no, I have not seen enough representation. When there is, do I think it's fair? I don't know. That's a very good question. I don't know that it's fair. I think if I have ever worked with anybody with disabilities, I think that it's a good work environment. I've never seen anything where I feel uncomfortable or that anyone else has felt uncomfortable. But yeah, there could be way more representation. I think that everybody's trying right now in this climate. I think that society as a whole is trying to even out the playing field a little bit better, but it's still a work in progress, so hopefully, it just keeps reaching towards that.
Being out here today with your fellow celebrities and colleagues, do you think this adds anything to the voice of the movement?
I hope so. I hope it does. I think anytime you have any event or any awareness, I think that that's a good thing for everybody. So I think if celebrities are involved, that maybe reinforces it a little bit. But I just think in general,
of event where it's visible and people can see it. I think that's a good thing because it's awareness.
Was done in sort of a cool way that people can really get behind and say,
yeah,
these are some amazing people, you know, being a part of something amazing.
Exactly.
So, in your time with this, have you seen any successes or highlights you want to share?
In my career?
Yes.
I've been pretty lucky. I do think Sailor Moon was successful insofar as I get to travel and I get to meet a lot of people at Comic-Cons, and also we have amazing fans from all over the world, and we meet a lot of people, so that's kind of successful in my opinion.
So, do you see yourself being a part of future events like this to raise awareness and advocacy?
I think so. I would be all over it. I would love to. I would love to be part of it. So, if it presents itself, I'm sure we'll be traveling and doing it.
So, what message would you send to the community about the need for equal inclusion in TV and related platforms for people with disabilities?
Awareness is important. I think people are trying to be a little more inclusive. So I think that it just needs to be put out there a little more. And then, you know, hopefully we'll see a little bit more of an even playing field. That's what I hope for.
Thank you very much for taking the time.
Next up, we'll hear from Bryn McCauley, or TV's Caillou.
Bryn McCauley.
She's going to be telling us a little bit about what led her out to the Easter Seals event today, and why'd you decide to get involved with this great cause?
The Easter Seals organization generously invited me to participate today because I'm a voice actor, the voice of Caillou, and they're hosting a Comic-Con style event.
So, having worked in TV and especially youth programming, find that disabilities are fairly and well represented?
No, I don't. I think they're dramatically underrepresented, if represented at all.
And how do you suggest we as a people get beyond that and take steps forward? I mean, working with kids in particular, shows like Caillou, they're exposed to this at a young age. They're going to grow up with the understanding that this is just part of life. It's not something to be ashamed of.
I think that's a great point, that the preschool market, the market for television for very young children, shows like Sesame Street, Dora the Explorer, Caillou, there should definitely be creators who have disabilities writing these shows and writing characters with disabilities into the series, because then, like you said, that will be, the public understanding will shift dramatically.
So, have you seen any positive steps being taken?
I would say the most positive steps I've seen have been in the representation of sexual identities and racial and ethnic identities, and I haven't seen as much of a move in the disability and abilities community.
Well, to be fair, any one of those factors can play into disability. You're someone of a different culture. That doesn't mean you're not someone of a different culture without a disability, for example.
Absolutely. There are definitely many intersections, but I think what I've noticed is that you're seeing traditionally able people of different ethnicities being represented rather than it being so white-dominated as it has been for a long time.
So, what message would you send the community about the need to move forward, to keep taking positive steps, to embrace further actual diversity?
I would just encourage the creative community to keep going in the direction that it is going, but to sort of broaden its definition of diversity, as you're saying.
So, do you see yourself being a part of future events like this, just being involved with something to support people with disabilities?
If I am invited, I'd be very, very happy to come back. I've been so greatly appreciative of this event, and meeting everyone here has been a really lovely experience.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out.
Thank you.
HandyLink will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned. HandyLink will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned.
We are CJAM. We are community radio. For 38 years, CJAM 99.1 FM has been committed to bringing diverse music, information, and issues to the airwaves. Programming you won't hear on commercial radio, broadcasting from the University of Windsor campus. We provide a voice for creative, independent, and local music, and a forum for underrepresented folks in our community. Programming by the community, for the community. Donate to the CJAM Fund Drive today at cjam.ca or visit our new merch store at cjam-merch.square.site. CJAM 99.1 FM is reaching higher ground in Windsor, Detroit, and beyond at cjam.ca.
Welcome back to HandyLink, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that provides recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. For more information, check out ICHA on Facebook. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Earlier in our show, we heard from special guests Katie Griffin from TV's Sailor Moon, Gabrielle Miller from TV's Corner Gas, and Bryn McCauley from TV's Caillou. Next up, we're going to hear from a couple more cast members of Sailor Moon. I have, for your listening pleasure, Tuxedo Mask and Sailor Moon herself, or their alter egos, Toby Proctor and Linda Ballantyne, at the Easter Seal Spectacle. So what was it that brought you out to support these kids with disabilities?
Well, because we're nice human beings, first of all. Like, it is a really, really great cause, and there's just no way you can say no to Easter Seals. There's just no way.
I agree. And actually, it was a plane that took us here, Linda.
I knew you were going to say that, Toby. Oh, my God. I was actually going to say it before he said it, just so he wouldn't understand. He would go, what am I going to say now?
So, do you find that in today's popular culture, having been involved in the scene yourselves, do you find there's enough representation of disabilities? And if so, do you find that they're portrayed well, or is it all they're out there moving buildings in a single bound?
So? You know what? I can sort of speak to this a little bit because for in the acting world, we belong to a union called ACTRA. And ACTRA has been fighting for a number of years to try and represent people with disabilities a lot more, making sure that people with disabilities are playing, or characters that are disabled, are being played by people who are disabled. And so it wasn't done right before, but I think it's beginning to come back to where it should be now, I would say.
And if you look at some of the historical parallels, like the early days of TV, if you look at something like MASH, and you look at someone who lost their leg and they were just resentful of the world, do you find that we've really grown in this work, or do we still have to keep pushing forward?
Definitely need to keep pushing, I would say.
I think there should be more attention, for sure. I think there's room for it all. Years ago, there was only 4 channels, but now there's 500. I think there's room for more stories, and I think people of all walks of life should be represented.
Well, yeah, and it is. You want it to represent what today's society, what society is. It's not even today's society. It's society in general, and so yeah, they need to start really representing in a big way.
And so, why did this reach your hearts personally? I mean, there's, of course, the public face of it, but as people, do you find that these kids with disabilities have something to contribute? Has this event touched your heart?
Oh, absolutely.
If not hope itself. I think that's also something that, I mean, I have 3 kids, and I'm so lucky to have been surrounded by loving people, and I'm glad that there's organizations like Easter Seals that also surround everybody with love and opportunity, because I think that's what everybody wants. They just want to be loved and they want opportunity.
And come on, the stories that they have too. Wow, like that's history.
So is there any story along those lines that stands out for each of you?
Well, a good buddy of mine, actually, when Linda and I were in Calgary about 4 or 5 years ago, there's a friend of ours, Matthew Crouch, who we got to meet there, and he is a very special guy. He's a writer. He happens to be a paraplegic, quadriplegic, actually, and one of the funniest guys I know, one of the best writers I know. I proofed some of his stuff. He writes from sci-fi, and you know, we've done a lot of Zoom calls together since meeting over the years, and it's just such an interesting thing when you have someone who you meet and then carry along your life with them. And he's taught me so many things, you know. And I don't live with a disability, certainly not of his. I don't know what that's like, and to have a friend have to go through life with the challenges that he does, it really shows me how much stronger he has to be as a person than I do in my everyday life.
The thing is, one thing I've learned in all this work is the only real disability is just prejudice and an unwillingness to understand.
Yep,
that's true.
Agreed.
So, if you could send any message to the community about the need to keep pushing forward, what would you say?
I think you've just said it. I think you have just said it really, really clearly, that there is a need for this. And how are people ever going to understand it if it's not given to them? Here, this is it. This is what life is. This is part of all of our lives. And let's just embrace it and understand. Try and understand it a little bit better.
So, do you see yourselves continuing to be involved and continuing to push the work forward?
Oh, absolutely.
We, over the years, we've worked for several charities and done events for certain charities and, you know, auctions and all these kind of things. And whatever I can do with the whatever's been given to me, I feel so lucky to be in this position to begin with. I'm sure Linda does as well. So, whatever I can use that's been given to me and pass it on, I would love to do that.
Thank you both very much for taking the time.
Before we wrap up today, let's make one more stop at Corner Gas, shall we?
This is Cam Wells here with
Tara Spencer-Nairn from Corner Gas.
And she's going to be telling us a little bit about what led her out to the Easter Seals event today. So, why'd you decide to get involved with this cause?
So, I actually work with Easter Seals BC Yukon as well. And I'm helping them. They're fundraising, or they're going to start fundraising soon for Camp Shaunigan. And I actually went to school in Shaunigan Lake. And I never knew that Camp Shaunigan, which had been there for years and years and years and years, I never knew that it was even there. And it broke my heart to know that there was a camp, there was an Easter Seals camp that existed down the road, and I went to school up the street, and that I didn't know about it. And not only that, that our school didn't support the Easter Seals camp or do anything to rally around the community. And that really broke my heart. So when the opportunity came up to work with Easter Seals to promote and raise money for Camp Shaunigan, I really felt that that's how I wanted to give back to the community of Shaunigan Lake, was not necessarily for the school, but to help raise money for the camp and Camp Shaunigan and what they were trying to do for families and children with disabilities, and not just children, adults with disabilities, to give them opportunities that, you know, they wouldn't normally get. And
so, do you have any advice to all the people out there who are asking the same questions of how can I make this more visible? How can I be a presence for good on behalf of people with disabilities?
I think it's just, you know, it's about advocating and using your voice to lift others, and using your voice to say, why aren't I seeing more people with disabilities in various leadership roles? Why isn't that happening, and what can I do to advocate? advocate and help that and assure that that help happens. And I really feel that that's what needs to happen, is that we need as a society and a community to say, we need more visibility.
So, for what visibility there is, do you find that it's well portrayed with proper balance?
I don't think there's enough proper balance at all. I don't think there's balance at all. I want to see more visibility, and I hope to see more people advocating for that.
So, have you seen any successes in your advocacy efforts?
Mine have only just started, and I'm embarrassed to say that this was not something that I was aware of before I started working with Easter Seals. And so for me, this was my opening, my eye-opening moment, and the realization that there was, you know, an entire community that needs to be lifted up that hasn't been lifted up, and we need to do everything that we can to hopefully do that.
So, do you see yourself getting involved like this and continuing to push forward?
I hope so. That's definitely a direction that I want to take, and certainly what I've sort of, I don't want to say signed up to do, but yes, signed up to do.
So, if you could send any message to the community about your need to keep open eyes and open hearts in this sense, what would it be?
Oh my God, keep open eyes and keep open hearts. Don't give up. And this is, you know, the same advice I would give anyone in this world is keep moving forward. Don't give up. And any dream that you have is achievable. You just have to not let go of that dream.
Thank you very much for taking the time.
My friends, there were so many amazing people at this event. I can't thank Easter Seals, Jeremy Reno, enough. There were a couple of people that I had a chance to speak to, but not to personally interview. I want to thank Chris Potter, Lenore Zahn, Laura Vandervoort, who you might remember respectively as Gambit from the X-Men, or Peter Kane from Kung Fu The Legend Continues. Remember Lenore Zahn as TV's Rogue from the X-Men. Laura Vandervoort played Supergirl on Smallville. It's a pleasure talking to each one of them. The fact that they came out to show not only their consideration of a disability organization, but a genuine respect for the disability community. Having a chance to meet your heroes, having a chance to actually look them in the eye and say, because of your show, life was a little better. I had something to lift me up in a hard time. It's an amazing opportunity for anyone, really. The fact is, they recognize themselves that in disability life, it can affect anyone, be a part of anyone's existence. The late Christopher Reeve was someone who played Superman, didn't start life with a disability. Once he acquired his, he became a fierce advocate. In events like this, they bring people together in a cool, relatable way. I cannot thank Easter Seals and all those involved enough. The fact is, you really did reach my heart by doing this. And bringing people together is what it's all about. We're stronger as a community, whether we're in the public eye, we're just living with strength and dignity behind the scenes. We all need to take those moments just to recognize there are more wonders out there that are worth experiencing. If you're someone with a disability who's feeling isolated or alone, find that something that lifts you up. Maybe it's a character who inspires you. Maybe it's being a part of a sports team. Maybe it's taking up accessible art. But whatever it is, life is worth living. It is a beautiful, dynamic thing to be experienced. And for those who brought this event together, to remind the disability community of that. Let us hope that there's more going forward, that others will take up the reins and decide they want to be all about building people up. This has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, reminding you we're all equal, so get on out there and have yourselves a good one. Something tells me you've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week.